This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Hamas delegation will visit Cairo on Monday for talks aimed at securing a ceasefire, a Hamas official told Reuters on Sunday, as mediators stepped up efforts to reach a deal ahead of an expected Israeli assault on the southern city of Rafah. The official said the delegation would discuss a ceasefire proposal handed by Hamas to mediators from Qatar and Egypt, as well as Israel's response. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken returned to the Middle East on Sunday with hopes his meetings with Arab leaders in Saudi Arabia can help bring a pause to the Israel-Gaza war, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The U.S. is trying to help broker a ceasefire deal to at least pause the fighting in Gaza. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
That gives you 6 weeks of peace. It gives you no fighting for 6 weeks, and that includes no fighting in Rafah. And what we're hoping is that after 6 weeks of a temporary ceasefire, we can maybe get something more enduring.
There's growing international pressure for a hostage release and ceasefire deal to avert a planned Israeli attack on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. President Biden, with 17 other world leaders, sent Hamas leaders a letter urging them to release the hostages. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The amount of humanitarian aid going into the Gaza Strip will be ramped up in coming days, Israel's military said on Sunday.
Food, water, medical supplies, shelter equipment, and other aid. More of it is going into Gaza than ever before. This increase in aid is a result of increased efforts.
Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari. This is VOA News. Nine men go on trial in Germany on Monday, charged with high treason, attempted murder, and plotting a violent coup aimed at installing an aristocrat as national leader and imposing martial law. The hearing in a maximum security courtroom in Stuttgart makes the start of a three-marathon trial of 27 people in total accused of conspiring in a plot foiled by the authorities at the end of 2022. Together, they amount to one of the largest legal proceedings in German history. Britain's King Charles III will resume public duties next week after cancer treatment, Buckingham Palace says. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The king is back. The 75-year-old British monarch will resume duties following a three-month break. During that time, he focused on his treatments for an undisclosed type of cancer. Charles will aptly mark the milestone by visiting a cancer treatment center as his first public appearance. Several more state duties will follow. A major one will be to host a state visit by the Emperor and Empress of Japan in June. Karen Chamas, London.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk arrived in Beijing on Sunday on an unannounced visit where he's expected to meet senior officials to discuss the rollout of full self-driving software and permission to transfer data overseas, according to a person with knowledge of the matter. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Full self-driving software, or FSD, is the most autonomous version of Tesla's autopilot software, launched 4 years ago. However, the U.S. electric vehicle maker has yet to make it available in China, its second largest market globally. Industry experts say the complicated and busy traffic conditions in China provide more scenarios that are key for training autonomous driving algorithms at a faster pace. There are also safety concerns. Tesla recalled more than 2 million vehicles in the United States in December to install new autopilot safeguards. U.S. auto safety regulators said on Friday they'd opened an investigation into whether that was adequate following a series of crashes.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Nepal is hosting an investment summit hoping to attract much-needed foreign investment. It particularly wants to develop hydropower projects to produce more electricity that it can sell to neighboring countries. Several foreign investors were attending the two-day meetings in the capital where Nepali officials urged investments in developing hydropower projects and in other areas like tourism and industry. Nepal is home to 8 of the tallest mountain peaks in the world, and several rivers flow down from them, bringing huge potential for hydropower, but only a few projects have been built in the poor South Asian nation. I'm Joe Ramsey.